You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about correction conversations again. This is something that so many of my clients struggle with, and there are lots of elements to it. So today I'm going to be talking about shifting your mindset to create guilt-free correction conversations. Doesn't that sound great? I just want to start by telling you, whether you're a business owner or manager or director inside of a larger business, maybe you're an entrepreneur just getting started, that you have a right and a duty to lead. And part of leadership is creating the vision and getting your team aligned. And regardless of your best efforts, there will be times when employees working for you will not make the right choices. And if you continue to tolerate it, your business will suffer. You will suffer because you'll be frustrated, overwhelmed, resentful. You know, you just have too much on your plate. You'll have that resigned feeling of, if I want it done right, I need to do it myself, and your customers will suffer. So you must lead well. And this is an important part. When someone's not functioning the way you need them to function, you've got to let them know. It's also in their best interest. You're giving them the opportunity to be successful. If you sit in silence, they don't even have the chance to make the right choices. So are you a leader who lets things go and then explodes? Maybe that buildup of anger just creeps up on you and all of a sudden you're just letting it rip over whoever is around you. You know, the problem with that is it's not really addressing the problem. Really, the employees are focusing on your method. And I talked about method over message. So they're focusing on how loud you're being or how angry you're being. They're probably letting each other know, it's a bad day, steer clear. And really what they're doing is riding out the storm and waiting it for it to be over, and then it's back to business as usual. So it just usually doesn't impact your business or affect proper change in your employees. They can't really hear what you're saying when you're yelling or exploding or being really frustrated. Or maybe you're that leader who just feels overwhelmed, frustrated, and resentful. You try to fix in or swoop in to fix everything and try to just take everything on your shoulders. And like I said, maybe you're that person who's just resigned yourself to the belief that if you want it done right, you have to do it yourself. Maybe you think that you can't get the right employees, or it's just impossible to find people who do what you need them to do. Many of the clients I've worked with have fear, anxiety, guilt over holding people accountable, and you must. They end up avoiding those correction conversations, and it just leads to what? Drama, and you get less work done. So let me share just a couple of situations I've encountered through clients, and maybe this will sound familiar to you. So in one, it was a small health clinic that was taken over by a larger health organization. And while they were a little tiny clinic, not really on the map, one of their x-ray techs failed to keep her certification updated. So when the larger organization took them over, they said, well, we can't handle the liability of that. She's got to get recertified. So, you know, the manager had to go to her and say, you know, you have to get certified. And what that employee did, instead of doing what she should, and mind you, they gave her 2 years to complete it and get the certification back up to where she needed it to be. They were going to pay for it. So really, it was just her, you know, opportunity to make the right decision and just put in the time and the effort necessary. So there was going to be an investment of time for her. And yeah, that's a pain to have to go back through and get your certification back up. But, you know, she didn't feel like doing it. So instead of taking the 2 years to go back and get the education that she needed, she used the time to walk around and talk about how this large health organization was trying to push her out of her job. And the manager felt guilty. She felt so bad for this employee. She knew she needed the job. She wanted her to keep working there, but the employee wasn't making the right choices. But here, this manager who really had no control over the choices she was making, you know, was the one taking on the guilt, taking on the burden. So by the time I started working with her, she just felt horrendous. And it was about time where they were going to either move this employee into a different position or out of the organization. So I started working with her and said, you know, this isn't on you. She has free will. You gave her every opportunity to make the right choice. So I helped her with this simple mindset tweak that I'm going to help share with you in just a minute. In another example, it was a business owner whose money situation was plummeting and he couldn't figure out why. Well, his office manager was in bankruptcy. She had full access to all of his money, his receipts, everything. There were no controls, no double checks in place. And she had a history of not having 100% integrity. So, you know, I said, just put some controls in place to make sure that you don't have a little, you know, seepage of money going to your office manager. She's in a really difficult financial situation. She'd made a lot of bad financial choices. And, you know, sometimes people will take advantage of a situation, even if their situation isn't bleak. But if your situation's tough, you might even be more inclined to do something that you wouldn't normally do. So I said, just, you know, have someone else be in charge of the receipts or counting the cash, or, you know, you need a couple people with eyes on your stuff. And he just said, I feel bad. I don't want her to think I don't trust her. So in his mind at that moment, his guilt or his compassion, I hate to call it compassion because compassion is a good thing. I'm not saying take away your compassion, but the reality is that guilt can't win over your business. He wasn't going to get to continue to serve his customers if his business went under and it was impacting his family. And so why was his need to have her feel trusted when she was possibly not being trustworthy? Why was that winning? So in both of these situations, I helped them shift their mindset to remove the guilt that they were feeling. And for you, it might not be any kind of major situation. It's just ongoing. You know, you just try to avoid those correction conversations like the plague. They don't go as well as you'd like. You know, and correction conversations can happen in many different forums. It doesn't have to be a discipline, you know, and maybe you don't even have a discipline process. I encourage you to. But so, you know, really a correction conversation. So here's just the beginning of the shift. You're just seeking to tweak the performance of an employee. It can be an attitude. It can be a missed skill. So it's just seeking to tweak, change up a little bit, better align with your business objectives. Hopefully it's a catalyst to change. I mean, ultimately, if you do it right, there as in follow through, either that you're going to be very clear with your expectations, you're going to have consequences that your employees will know that you'll follow through on. So either that employee will make better choices now that they have a clear understanding of what you want, or you're going to walk them through your discipline process and eventually out the door. Or sometimes they quit when you really start holding them accountable. But so either way, it's a catalyst to change in your business. It can be part of a discipline process, part of a performance improvement plan. So, and I like to use those as a positive thing. You know, sometimes people see those as negative. Oh, I'm on a PIP. Well, it's an investment in your success. So I encourage you to use that as a tool because you can use a PIP with rock stars. It's, you know, it's an investment in them saying like, you're awesome. And I want you to move from your awesome place to an even more awesome place. I'm going to put you on a plan that helps you move to the next level in the organization. I know a lot of organizations don't use those that way. I mean, maybe you have a separate form that you use, but, you know, talking to employees about performance isn't always about you're doing horrendously bad. It can be about, you know, I want to start giving you some of the skills to move to the next level. Having a correction conversation can be part of performance management. So maybe it's hopefully you're having quarterly quick meetings with your employees, and you might talk about, here's an area where I see room for improvement. Or they can happen just ad hoc. Hey, I saw this happening yesterday. Here's what I'm thinking we can do differently or better. So there's a lot of, you know, really correction conversations should be just a part of daily life in a business. It's just everyone working together to do things better, serve your customers more effectively. Okay, are you ready? Here is the quick new mindset. This is the shift. Now, the items I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not suggesting that you say them, but it's the place where you will be coming from as you have the correction conversation. So as you know, our nonverbal communication is over 90% of what we communicate. So if you're trying to talk to an employee and you're thinking, oh, I just feel so bad for you, and oh, I hope you do the right thing, and I don't want you to be mad at me, and oh, I feel so bad even having to bring it up. What's your tone of voice? What's your body language? Where's your eye contact? So I want to give you a shift in mindset that's going to empower you. It's going to remove the guilt and the fear. It's going to give you, have you coming from a place of I am supporting you. And it really, I've been using this, you know, in speaking. It's in my books. I've used it with clients, and it's amazing. It just seems super simple, but it makes a dramatic difference and transform the way that my clients and participants in my speaking engagements use their correction conversations. And I'm making you wait. So, and this will be in the show notes as always. So if you're driving or working out while you listen to this, just go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site tab, and find this episode 32, and you'll find it listed. So, and like I said, you're not going to say this stuff. It's what's in your mind as you're having the correction conversation, whether it's a discipline or part of performance management or ad hoc. And you might want to have it on a sticky note in front of you just to keep it top of mind while, you know, because you never know how an employee is going to react. And I want you staying in this mindset regardless. Okay, here we go. So the first one is, one, I want you to be successful. So regardless of whether they feel like you're coming down on them, or you hate them, or you're being so mean, it doesn't matter what they're thinking. Ultimately, you letting them know the specific expectations, what's the definition of success in your business, you're giving them the opportunity to be successful. Why? You want every employee to be successful. You wish the best for them. So correction conversations are coming from that place. I want you to be successful. The next one is, I will define what success is. So your employees don't get to define it for what's convenient for them. You know, if they like to come in late or leave early or gossip all day or kind of avoid work. And, you know, the reality is, if you're not telling them what the definition of success is, they are creating that definition. And success in that arena looks like I keep my job. So they're there to get a paycheck and keep their job and do as little as possible. They're defining success unless you're speaking up, creating a clear expectation, communicating it, and holding them accountable. So you are taking back your power. I, as the business owner, entrepreneur, or manager of this area, I will define what success is. So not you. You don't get to define what work looks like here. I do. I will define what success is. Capture that back. Number three, I will communicate that definition to you. So that's the purpose of the talk. You are very clear on what the definition of success is. What do you need them to do very specifically? And then you are communicating that to them. So you hope they hear you. This is really important stuff. So I will communicate that definition to you. That is my job, to communicate that definition to you. The fourth one is, you will have a choice. So this mindset shift puts the control where it truly is, on the employee. Should you have guilt if you don't have control over their actions? No. If you have clearly defined what success looks like and told them what the expectations are to keep working there, and you've given them the resources and the opportunity, the training, everything to make the right choices, and they still aren't, who's deciding to make the wrong choices? That employee. Not you. So why should you feel guilty if you've given them every opportunity to be successful and they're still not making the right choices? You know, go back and listen to the Healthy Boundary episode too. That one, you know, if you're not speaking up, if you're not seeing that they have free will and you're reacting to their inability to make the right choices or their choice to make the wrong choices, then you're doing all the accommodating for the relationship you have with that employee, and your business and customers are suffering. They have free will. Give them the opportunity to be successful and then release it and allow them, in the hope that they'll make the right choice. And that brings me to the last one. I hope you choose well, because again, you want them to be successful. It's a win-win. If you have a great correction conversation and they follow through and they hear you and they say, oh, I got it. Yeah, I'm making informed decisions now. I get that my job's on the line and I'm going to do the right thing. You hope that that's going to happen. You don't want to have to fire someone and replace them and all of that. It's a win-win if they start making the right choices. If they don't, though, it's on them. So let me say them again quickly. So the new mindset, this is the shift, and you're going to have these written down near you the next time. I literally have many, like hundreds of clients have probably left sticky notes or something on their desk or by their computer or something to help them stay focused here while they begin to have great constructive correction conversations with their team. All right. So the one, I want you to be successful. Two, I will define what success is. Take back that power if you've given it away to your team. I get to decide what success looks like, not you. I get to decide how you spend your time here. I get to decide what the focus is. I get to decide what time you get here and what time you leave. Okay. I will communicate that definition to you. So I'm giving you the opportunity to be successful. Then you will have a choice. You have free will. You have the opportunity to make the right choices or the wrong choices, but there will be consequences if you make the wrong choices. And then the last one, I hope you choose well. And remember, it's choice. You have done everything in your power to help them be successful. If you've told them clearly what the expectations are, if you've given them the resources to be successful, now it's on them and it's a win-win, excuse me, if they choose right. So there it is. That's the simple shift in mindset that will empower you and remove the guilt. And remember all of that. Now, if you found this helpful, I would love to hear from you. Just go to my website, defeatthedrama.com. Click on the contact me. I'd love to hear your stories. There's also an opportunity if you are having drama challenges right now in your life or in your work and you want to share those. I periodically will do a Defeat Your Drama segment where I will either play or read, you know, if you can either record a message or type your message of what your current challenge is. You can leave it anonymous, of course. I get that. But then I provide you with customized solutions on a future episode. So you can do that right from the website as well. Or if you feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know where to start. If you've been listening to this podcast and you still need more support, contact me for that as well. I really am on a mission to defeat the drama one business at a time, one leader at a time. So contact me and let me help you. I often help create a dramatic difference very quickly with the tools that I'll help you with. So until next time, make it a great day.